Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So there's two absolutely disgusting stories that have caught my attention in the last couple weeks. The first centers around the actor Liam Neeson. In an interview, he told people how he was able to get in character for a role. Several years ago, he had returned home from overseas, and he learned that a woman that he had known very, very well was violated. And he told the interviewer that he went to her and asked if she knew the guy who had done this. She said no. And then he asked, well, what color was he? And she said black. And for a week, he went on the pub row with a club looking for a black guy to come out of a pub and start a fight with him so that he could kill him. I mean, to me, this screams of racism and instrumental violence. This is exactly how every blood feud in the history of humanity has begun. Someone does something to my people, so I go out and do something to their people. He's absolutely wrong for doing this. Clearly, he's a terrible person. And the second story centers on the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who's a Democrat. In a yearbook photo, Governor Northam shows that he's dressed up in blackface in medical school. Some may try to defend the governor and that blackface was done all in good fun, or that it was a joke, or that it was harmless, or he didn't know any better because it was 30 years ago. But for a long time, white people dressed up as black people for entertainment, and that acted to dehumanize and caricaturize black people in order to discredit them and oppress them. There's no defense of blackface. Governor Northam is absolutely wrong for doing this. He is a terrible person. These stories show two men who have done terrible things, and there's been a call in our country not to give Liam Neeson another acting job, and there's been a call to get rid of Northam as the governor. And friends, there's something inside of me that says, good. These guys have done terrible things. They deserve to lose their place because of it. And we should purge people in our society of these kinds of people. You ever felt like that? Felt like you know who the bad persons are? Felt like it was your responsibility to make sure that they get what they deserve? In today's gospel, the beginning of the parable, it kind of plays into that, right? I like today's gospel because Jesus, he makes this very clear distinction. There is good seed sowed by God, and there is bad seed sowed by the devil. The good seed, it bears wheat, and the bad seed, it bears weed. My brother Josh, he told me he was driving around the Midwest. He was searching for a call at the time, and he was with one of the parishioners. And they were driving across a field, and it was covered in soybean. And every once in a while, in the middle of the field, growing tall was a sunflower. And the person said to my brother, hey, do you know what those are? My brother said, well, those are sunflowers. He said, nope, those are weeds. See, a weed is any plant growing where you don't want it to grow. And it grows in competition with the other plants. Jesus shows a clear difference between the wheat from the seed he sows and the weeds from the seed sowed by the enemy of God. And it makes perfect sense, right? Because we all know there are evil people in the world, weeds. And what do we do with weeds? We get rid of them. We pull them. We get them away from the wheat because they grow in competition to it, because they take over. And so the best thing to do is to pull them early and pull them often. So Liam Neeson is a weed. Governor Northam is a weed. They must be pulled from our society. Right? But here's what that means. If you've ever done something terrible, if you've ever done something wrong, you can put yourself in the weed category. Once a weed, always a weed. But Jesus telling us about wheat and weeds and dividing them is not the end of the parable. In response to hearing about the good seed and the bad seed together, the servant in the parable asks, "Well, do you want us to go out and pluck the weeds?" I mean, we have those same inclinations within us. We want to gather the weeds and keep them away from the wheat. We want to identify the bad people and keep them away from the good people. Jonathan Haidt, a moral psychologist, he makes the claim that right now we as a country, especially those of us who are online pretty consistently, that we have really, really good intentions, but some really bad ideas. And one of those bad ideas is that life is a battle between good people and evil people. The servant in Jesus' parable had that idea. He thinks that all we have to do is round up the weeds and all is going to be well. And Jesus says, no, don't do that. For in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat as well. Why? Because their roots get tangled together. See, we don't have enough knowledge and skill and vision and understanding to get rid of the weeds. And if we were to try to get rid of them, we'd end up hurting people that we don't want to hurt. See, we don't have enough of God's vision of peering into people's souls to determine who is who. Because we're all both. Within us is a tangled mess of weed root and wheat root. And we can't step out of that and decide who to condemn and who to save. That's God's job. And this is where being a Lutheran is different than other denominations, because this is one of the core tenets we believe about humanity, and it actually speaks to world events like Liam Neeson, that whole thing, and the Governor Northam, that whole thing. See, the people who wrote the Bible wrote about these characters who were a messy mix of strength and weaknesses. They were a messy mix of righteousness and sin. The people in Scripture were, one minute they were gentle, holy, righteous, defenders of the faith and lovers of God, and they were insecure and unstable and unbelieving and lying and shrewd and become tyrants one minute. And Luther, after reading the whole of Scripture, after reading about the heroes in the Bible, came to the conclusion that we are simul justus et peccator, that we are sinners in need. And we are made saints by the blood of Jesus. We are absolutely both at the same time. We are weeds and we are wheat. And we can't pull up the weeds because we are unable to discern like God does. Because we all have both tangled within us. I've quoted this before, Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago. He writes, "The line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart and through all human hearts." See, the problem that we have in our country right now, that we as Lutheran Christians have the answer for, is that the world, it is not a fight between good people and evil people. The world is filled with people who are a messy mix of beauty and righteousness and good works and joy and helpfulness. And insecurity and judging and violence and all manners of evil. And if we are going to go around pulling weeds, then we're going to have to bundle ourselves along with them. When we think we're pulling weeds by naming the evil people, we're actually hurting ourselves. So in light of this whole parable, I'm clearly wrong about Liam Neeson. I'm clearly wrong about Governor Northam. Maybe they need the same love and grace and forgiveness that we all do. Maybe they need the space and the time to repent and seek reconciliation like we all do. Maybe we all need to realize that they are both sinners and saints, like we all are. They need Jesus, the one who, while we were still sinners, died for us. He died to unite us with God and live in perpetual forgiveness because we need it. See, the good news is that in a world full of people who are wheat and weeds, sinners and saint, Jesus decides to purge and keep. That's not our job. We're not equipped for that. And in the end, he will purge what's necessary in us. So friends, may you be freed from the burden of judging wheat and weeds. May you own that you are a sinner and a saint. And may you let the grace of God wash over you and others. Amen.